Introduction to Sophrology. Relaxation in Sophrology. Sophrology is much more than a method for relaxation. It is also a tool for self-management. In sophrology, relaxation is overall a foundation, a way to access more advanced methods. To practice sophrology induces relaxation, but it is both a method and a consequence of the practice. To practice relaxation only to achieve refreshment is a very limited way of getting benefits. That is why sophrology offers a wide array of practices, each of which is more helpful than the last. Most methods of relaxation only focus on achieving this state. Sophrology goes further, as its aim is more about personal development. Etymologically, sophrology means the study of harmonious consciousness. It is a method for studying and developing consciousness. Consciousness here being the immediate knowledge anyone possesses of his own being, doings, and surroundings. According to Vitoz's principles of sensorial re-education, man possesses two abilities, to emit and to receive. Thought emits, consciousness receives. This reception is achieved through psychosensorial images. Sophrology develops one's receptivity and widens one's field of consciousness, which is to say the way one perceives oneself, others, and one's surroundings. Therefore, the practice of sophrology is a tool designed to develop awareness. In that, it is close to phenomenology. Far from any analytical approach, the attention is drawn to phenomena that have been experienced and integrated. A baby only perceives its surroundings through sensorial images: hot, cold, pleasant, unpleasant. It is only when it acquires conceptualization through language that it leaves pure sensation to enter emission and acquire its real cognitive dimension. Thoughts, representative patterns, and mental images are fabricated by the individual interrelating with his environment, and therefore produce a distorted, reductive, even dysfunctional worldview. Sophrology provides a rightful return to phenomena and sensations. One is liberated from any determinism and becomes able to get in touch with oneself, to develop one's potentials, to achieve better self-knowledge, and to enlarge a field of consciousness that was, until then, reduced and hindered. Considered as a tool to gain awareness more than an isolated discipline, sophrology would be more of an efficient tool for developing and exponentiating any pedagogic, therapeutic, or prophylactic approach, and therefore a way of increasing their effects. More about sophrology. Methods of sophrology and self-esteem. Sophrology is an outstanding tool for restoring self-confidence as it acts directly on self-image through practices of visualization and mental imagery. Sophrology is very efficient in improving self-confidence and self-esteem because, through it, one can achieve transformation of the relationship one has with oneself. Sophrology brings about relaxation and grants access to subconscious and unconscious resources. That way, it enables one to transform one's thought patterns so that they are consistent with a much greater self-confidence. Above all, the practice of sophrology in everyday life is a way of taking control of one's life and acquiring autonomy by learning better self-management. Of course, to achieve good results, one needs to practice regularly so as to let new reflexes that will oppose our old thought patterns sink firm roots. To practice sophrology is a pledge of well-being. Sophrology. Exercises. Here are three relaxation exercises. Exercise 1. Lying on the ground, take enough time to settle yourself comfortably so that you feel like you are adhering.